Good morning. Welcome to Sound Off. I'm Mike Hammond, your host this morning. It's our last show of 2008 as we head toward 2009. Interesting note here. Most of you, according to the Zogby poll, are uncertain about 2009. And we can understand why with all of the economic mess that we've had and all of the things that are going on, you know, in our country and so forth. There's just a lot of anxiousness as we head toward 2009. We're talking this morning about guns and some of the uneasiness that people feel as we head into 2009 with regards to gun rights, gun ownership, and so forth. Kelly, thanks for calling in this morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to point out a couple of things. The number one reason I carry is for safety. I have three young children. My husband is actually in the military, and so he's gone at long stretches of time. And it's just one of those things that I grew up, you know, shooting guns for sport and that kind of thing, but also as a measure of personal protection. But let me point one other thing out that a lot of people don't think about. In our Declaration of Independence, it specifically says that we have a right and a duty to, and I don't want this to come out the wrong way, but if we become oppressed by a tyrant, that we have a duty to overthrow that person. Now, that's not something I would ever in a million years think about doing, but the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, was specifically put in place, the right to bear arms, to protect the people as a whole, not just individual rights and freedom, but to keep us from being, subjected to tyranny, like King George was trying to do to the colonies back when they enacted the Constitution and declared the Declaration of Independence. And go back and read it. And that is, and again, the main reason I carry a gun is for personal safety. But that's just another thing to think about, the widespread changes that could happen if they start trying to restrict guns to private citizens, is that eventually you would have a government that could, in essence, become a dictatorship.
Kelly, what type of gun do you have?
I have a 38 Special Smith & Wesson.
And I'll bet you're a good shot.
I'm decent.
Okay. Kelly, thanks for calling. Just the people I met yesterday, I pity anybody who tries to go to their home saying, I'm going to take your guns. I don't think so. The whole nature of the people I met yesterday and just kind of the demeanor and just the conversation, I would not want to be the one if, let's say, that a decision was made, we're going to try to take people's guns. I don't know that I would want to go to any of their homes and say, I'm here to take your weapon. If you really, really want to see our country get into chaos, if something like that were to happen. Now, I don't think it's going to happen, but I believe in the right to keep and bear arms. I just believe that. I believe that's a constitutional right. I believe that our founding fathers believe that. And, you know, this has been our history since the 1700s and even before. So this whole notion of the people who say, well, the Second Amendment only refers to a well-regulated militia, so therefore only the militia should have guns. I believe in that saying that says, you know, if you have guns, you're citizens. If you don't, you're subjects. And that's just how I feel. And so that's one of the reasons why I wanted to go to the gun show yesterday, was I just wanted to kind of see, you know, what was going on. I hadn't been to one in a while. But just in talking with people, it was fascinating. I did not realize the deep-seated uncertainty about the future of gun laws and ammunition and so forth that a lot of people have. And so that's one of the reasons I wanted to bring this up this morning, was because I think that as we go into 2009, for a lot of people, particularly in the South and in the West, this is an issue. Let's go now to Richard in Sevierville. Good morning, Richard. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. Well, number one, I'm not worried at all about as far as what Obama and the Congress would do. Number one, I was in support of the assault weapons ban that Bush allowed to expire along with the Brady Bill. I'm not anti-gun. I'm for anyone that wants to have a rifle, hunting rifle, or a personal protection weapon. What gets me is the NRA. They're so biased with their propaganda. I've read some of their pamphlets and things like that. It's just amazing some of the let's just say, less than honest opinions or ideas that they want to put out with the concealed permits. Now, the only problem I have with that is as far as bars and going into our national state parks with a concealed permit, pose the permit as far as our parks go. I don't think that's the right place to have a weapon. And then Obama, he's never said he's going to take anyone's guns. Like I said, I do support the assault weapons ban. And as far as the lady earlier calling on the Constitution, she referred back to the Declaration of Independence. But in 1789 to 2008, saying 2009, there's a big difference in the type of weapons that have developed over the years. As far as oppression, this current administration has probably been the most oppressive in history as far as eliminating some of our personal rights and privacy protections. So the ammunition deal, I'm sure that there'll be some higher prices paid, in particular on your higher caliber types and the ammunition for the semi-automatics and things like that. But, you know, I'm not against owning a gun, but I do believe there should be some protections for the people out there like myself that feel that some people honestly don't need some of these weapons.
So basically your thing is like the assault weapons and the higher caliber types of weapons that would be considered maybe military type things.
Well, you don't hunt squirrels with an M16.
You're right. Now, let me ask you this. You mentioned the NRA, and you said that they were not being truthful. Can you give me a specific of what you're talking about in terms of material that you have read that that they're not being truthful on?
Well, Obama's going to outlaw all semi-automatic weapons. He's going to put restrictions on what handguns you can have. He's going to outlaw all of the, not all, but much of the ammunition, things like that. You know, Wayne LaPierre and that crowd, I just, you know, if you want to buy into that, that's fine. My father-in-law does. That's great. We have disagreements on that. But, you know, it's our country, and our people have fought for years for our right to have weapons. It's just that I believe that certain types of weapons just don't need to be out there.
Richard, I appreciate your call. Another viewpoint in terms of things. And, you know, I guess Richard's bottom line is he says, you know, hey, personal protection, hunting. But when it comes to things like assault rifles and a bit critical of the NRA, that's going to get some of our folks all fired up this morning. As I said, you know, I hadn't intended to go this direction with Sound Off this morning until I went to the show yesterday. And again, I'm not being paid to say this. I just went out and did research, and I just found my conversations fascinating, particularly with females, but also with the males who were there. It's 8:21, 55 degrees. We're going to take more of your phone calls, so hang on. I want to hear what you have to say when we return on Sound Off.
Won't you step in?
It's a mostly cloudy Sunday for you with 80% coverage of showers. Most of the rain is early today with your high near 53 degrees and light winds all day long. From the Pinpoint 8 Doppler Weather Center, I'm Heather Hazel.
WIBK.
This is Sound Off, Tennessee's longest running public affairs radio program.
Sound Off.
Call now 656-WIBK or 1-877-656-1077. Now, back to Sound Off.
53 degrees in Knoxville. Our winds from the northwest at 11 miles an hour, and it's been raining pretty hard most of the evening. Let's get back to our topic today. For those of you who may have just joined us, I wanted to talk about 2009 and one of the issues that I'm really intrigued about is I went to the gun show yesterday, and I was just talking with people, and as I talk with people, and particularly females who were buying weapons, it became obvious to me that there seems to be some uncertainty, some uneasiness about 2009 in terms of laws that may be passed which could regulate weapons and ammunition and those kinds of things. And nationwide, I've been reading reports that attendance at gun shows up about 40%. As people are going in and as they're buying and as they're getting more concealed permits and so forth. And so one of the people that wanted to weigh in on this is David in San Francisco, California, who's listening online this morning. David, it's what, 6:30 out there, 5:30?
Oh, yeah, it's more like 5:30, yeah.
What are you doing up this early?
Well, I know about that big nasty spill that you had down there in Kingston. And,
right, okay.
So I was kind of interested in you know, finding out how things were going. But before I did, I heard you talking about guns there. I told your producer that I'd have a one-liner for you on that. Your previous caller right there was talking about some, you know, lousy propaganda that sometimes comes out of the NRA. And one that I think would qualify for that is their demand that those cheap Saturday night special guns be always sold. You know, for anybody to sell a cheap quality product, especially a gun, is I mean, they're asking for trouble. They're asking not only for lawsuits for themselves, but they're asking for people dead. Because you start selling cheap guns, you know, you're just walking into trouble. So, you know, the NRA should be demanding that the gun manufacturers, if they're going to sell a product, they should be selling something that's quality. I mean, this idea of just selling cheap guns is, I mean, amazingly stupid. So that's just my one-liner on that.
David, let me ask you, too, I want to get into the ash thing, too, but in San Francisco, there in the city, what types of restrictions do you have with regards to weapons?
Well, with that new Supreme Court ruling that happened the other day, you know, some of that becomes wide open again. So I can't tell you where it'll all pan out for, you know, the California Supreme Court and this and that. But, you know, typically, I know that, you know, in years past, they used to say that people in, like, welfare project housing, things like that, that they couldn't own a gun. You know, and, you know, that seems to me that the Second Amendment should clearly be dealing with. And, you know, there's almost a quality of racism for the NRA not to be protecting people who live in public housing. But, you know, that's just one of those kind of double standard issues that comes out of the NRA, too. In terms of the city, though, in general, I mean, if you're, I don't know that they have specifically an ability to have, say, for example, what do you call them, concealed carry. I don't, you know, it's not like Texas out here. And I think even in all of California, it's very tough to get a concealed permit. You have to either be... Yeah, I think they had one politician I read about not too long ago that was caught drunk driving, and she was carrying a gun, and, you know, that was, she did have a concealed carry, but it was one of those rare instances where she was allowed to have a gun. But, yeah, it's just, you know, every state is different, and that whole Supreme Court issue is going to open it up again. Hey, one thing I was going to ask you, the big question, I'm not familiar at all with that tributary that poured into. Does that river end up running out to the ocean, or does it go down to the Gulf of Mexico?
Ooh, you know, I don't know exactly where it goes, but we're going to check it out for you. You'd ask about that fly ash or the ash emission, and I don't know if you know or not, but they're putting a new estimate on the number of cubic yards released. It's now 5.4 million.
Right.
At first, they thought it was 1.7. Now it's up to 5.4, and they say that would be enough to fill 450,000 dump trucks.
Yeah, exactly. And so and I made the mistake of saying it was gallons, but in fact, you're saying it's cubic yards.
Yes, cubic yards. That's correct.
So that is what I don't even know. What is that? A couple of hundred times a gallon? How big is a cubic yard in gallons?
Ooh, you know, again, you're asking me a question. I'm not sure. I just know it's a lot. And when they said it was like 450,000 standard dump trucks, that kind of gives an estimate of just how much is there.
Sure.
You know, at first they'd come in and said that it was smaller than it was. And they say now that that was just the haste of the energy officials. They got in once the dam broke. They came in and surveyed everything. Then they did an aerial survey and came back and said it was much worse than expected. They say it's going to cost millions and take weeks a lot of weeks to clean up.
Oh, it'll take years to clean. One of the things that I you asked why I get up early, I actually called a couple of gardening shows, a couple of network ones, and I was asking for different kinds of plants that people could put down at water's edge to help take some of the heavy minerals out and the heavy metals and the toxic waste. You know, and one person was recommending sunflowers apparently suck up a lot of oil and, you know, kind of, you know, things like that. And they can pull 90% out in the first year or so if but you'd have to have tons and tons and tons. Because I don't know if it's as much liquid as you're saying. I mean, we're talking billions of gallons, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I would think so.
Yeah, and so this whole idea of, I mean, it's going to get to the ocean, you know, whether it goes through the Gulf of Mexico or the Atlantic, it, and I'm guessing it's going to run. Do you have a continental kind of divide out there? Do you, you're on the east, you're on the west side of the Smokies, are you?
Well, we're very near the Smokies. Yes, just to the west of the Smokies. We're right on the edge of the Smokies as it goes into East Tennessee and over into North Carolina.
So chances are it's going to run down to the. It's actually going to kind of run north to the Ohio River and then down to the Mississippi and down to the Gulf of Mexico.
You know, I'm not sure. We're looking at a map right now, and Mike Howard, have you checked the map on that?
I've got it here. It's actually the accident occurred on the Emory River near Wartburg in Morgan County.
Well, just while he's getting an answer, you know, I'm just wondering, you know, what kinds of property damages. I found one information site that, you know, people are listening online. They seem to have a discussion going, and it's called InfoShop, InfoShop.org. And they have a news story there for one of your local organizations, and I think they're going to have like a, you know, like a blog or a list there where people can do, you know, a back and forth discussion about the best ways to clean it up and, you know, get clinics going and, you know, health studies and make sure that people are not going to be poisoned, you know, with this whole thing.
Right, David, we appreciate it. I'm bumping up to a break. Appreciate your calling out in San Francisco this morning. You'd mentioned about where the tributary was going there, Mike Howard. Let's go ahead and finish that
the
answer.
The Emory goes into the Clinch River, which flows into the Tennessee River, which flows into the Ohio River at Paducah, Kentucky, which then joins the Mississippi, which then goes into the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, so it's kind of a winding way to get down
it's
there.
It's a winding little way, but eventually it does reach the Gulf down by New Orleans.
Okay, and also in terms of the people who are affected, we don't know the extent of all of that yet, but it's much more extensive than they had first realized. And again, David, appreciate your calling all the way out in San Francisco. It's 5:30 there this morning. All right, let's continue on. It's 8:33. Here's Pat in Jefferson City. Good morning, Pat.